Here's the finished product of what we're creating in this tutorial, Flash CS3 and CS4 tutorial. You can press Control Enter and we'll look at it. And what I've created is a image fade for our forum users. One of our forum users requested a tutorial on how to fade images in and out from one to another. And I added a feature of when you put your mouse over that, it'll stop it wherever it is in that sequence. See how you can see the church and the swamp together there? And when you put your mouse, when your mouse leaves it, it'll resume from where it was. So I can stay and look at a picture as long as I like, as long as my mouse is on top of it. The moment my mouse leaves it, it'll just resume its flowing, showing all the images. This Flash and ActionScript 3 tutorial comes courtesy of our forums, and it's a tutorial request in right here, how make image the title is how make image fade into next image Flash CS3. And he says, I've been searching on how to make a movie in Flash, or he meant movie clip in Flash CS3, where an image fade into another image which fade into a third image and so on. How is this possible? Thanks for any help. Could you provide me with a tutorial, action script, etc.? It'd be really great. Sincerely, Eric. And then Sing123 came in and gave great advice and really nailed the method, but he didn't go all the way in describing the method. And so I said that I would bang out a little tutorial on it, and because it's very simple to do. So that's what we're going to show you how to do in Flash CS3, and I'm going to be working in ActionScript 3 because at the end, towards the end, I'm going to add a little bit of code to make the movie clip, the transitional movie clip, stop when the user's mouse goes over it and then resume when the user's mouse leaves it. Okay, so let's click Flash ActionScript 3 file. Now we have a new ActionScript 3 file opening here, and what I'm going to do is go into Fireworks, and I have Fireworks CS4 open, and here's where I'm gonna assemble the three images that I'm gonna use in this example, but you can use 10, 12, however many images you want. So I'm gonna go to File, Import, and let's see, let's go to My Pictures, and I'm gonna start with some really big ones because you guys might have some really large images that you might need to know how to get small really quick and throw into Flash, and that's the workflow I'm gonna show you how to do right now. So let's just pick this one, looks good. Let's import that one, looks good, and they're huge. See how big they are? If I zoom out, humongous. Let's import one more, let's get a nice one there. I like this swampy one. Okay, so they should all three be the same dimensions. So I can highlight all three. See, I zoomed out by pressing Control, and I use my mouse wheel in Fireworks to zoom in and out on my canvas. And so I highlight all three by dragging and select all three, and then I'm going to highlight all three and then hit the scale tool. Then once you can zoom out, and then just scale them to the size that you're going to want them in Flash. And that looks good to me. And those are, looks like they're about 459, 351. Let's make them a little bit smaller. That's great. And this is good for like your home page. You see a lot of home pages with a Flash image transition, like image fade in and out effects. And so that's what we're going to do. Let's grab this first one here. No, let's grab this one first. And now I have, they're all optimized pretty much to be sent right into Flash. You can just press Control-C or Control-X, whichever one you want. I'm going to use Control-C and then go into Flash. Now I've got that picture in my clipboard, so I can just be on this frame, this keyframe here in layer 1, and press Control V, and you'll see Flash is going to import it automatically from Fireworks, and let's say import bitmaps to maintain appearance, and that's fine. For the text, I don't have any text, so it doesn't matter. And we'll bring it as a movie clip. Press OK, and there it is. Now it's a movie clip, so that means inside of it is the bitmap image itself. What it did is it nested it into a movie clip automatically. So this is going to be the start. So let's go ahead and in the library where it says copy one, let's just rename that my image one. Really doesn't matter what is named in the library. I just do that so we know what it is, you know. Now you want to take that on the root timeline, the scene, main scene, and convert to a symbol. I'm going to make this a movie clip symbol, and this movie clip is going to be the container that's going to hold the transition movie clip. So we'll name it image fade container clip. Image fade container clip. Registration top left, movie clip, okay. Now we have image fade container clip, which doesn't need an instance name for this example. And if you go inside of it, there's my image one. Now we're inside of the main container. Now what we want is to create a layer. Let's say images. Now let's create a new layer on top. Call this ActionScript 3.0. And you can be using ActionScript 2.0. The code methods would be very similar. And you'll see my code method for ActionScript 3, and you'll say, oh, I know how to do that in ActionScript 2. That's easy. Okay, so now what we're going to do is bring in the other images. Well, first we're going to, let's set up the transition first. It's an easier method to set up the transition first and then swap out the images, and I'll show you why. Okay, so you really don't need any ActionScript for a basic image fade, and I'll show you how, and I'll show you why in a second. Let me set up this timeline. Let's go to maybe frame. First, let's set the frame rate here to about 28 to get a nice animation on our fade in and outs. So we're going to have this one display for 50 frames. Let's say 50 frames. Actually, we don't even need it that high. 24 would be good enough. You can make it higher. The higher you make it, the smoother your animations look. But the bulkier your file will be. Sometimes. Okay, so let's go to frame 50. Press F6. Make a keyframe on the images layer. Let's just lock the ActionScripts layer so we don't put anything on it by accident. Now we can say we're going to have the fade. Let's make a good dramatic fade. So let's go 30 frames out from 50 and press F6 again, make another keyframe. Now let's go, let's see, the fade will happen right there in between. Let me think for a second how the easiest way to do this would be. Yeah, it'd probably be best to just layer it. Image 2. So I pressed insert layer and created two new layers. I'm going to rename them the appropriate image. Image 1, image 2, image 3. So now image 1 is set to fade out at frame 50 to frame 80, so we can go ahead and do that now. Create motion tween and fade it out. Go down alpha, down to the color selection, alpha, drag it down to 0. So you have 0 alpha. It means it turns invisible as it goes from frame 50 to frame 80. There's a little tween there. Now all we have to do is bring the next image in and bring it faded in at the same time. So press on image 2 layer, press F6 on keyframe, make a keyframe on frame 50, sorry, and then let's bring that next image in. So let's go back to fireworks and say we want this one next. Control C, go back into Flash. Control V on that layer in that keyframe. And we'll just put it at the same coordinates. 0, 0, see X and Y of this first one? So let's just put that at 0. Very easy. 0 and 0. So now they're at the same exact position. Now let's make another keyframe here and fade this one in. So I press F6, made a new keyframe on 80, and then I go to create motion tween. Now this one has to be invisible at frame 50. So we go to alpha 0. Now watch what happens when I drag. It just fades from one image to the next. And now you just make the image 2 last for 50 frames to the visible eye, 8 to 130. Press F6 here, make a new keyframe, and fade it out on 160. So you can create motion tween, and go to alpha, fade it out. So the next one, you know, needs to come in right here. So on image 3 layer, let's press and make a keyframe, F6, and let's bring in that last one. So let's go here and let's grab the last image, which would be the swamp here, I think. Is that right? Let's make sure. Yep. Okay, so we throw the swamp in here, the last layer for our images. Press Control V to bring it in. Make sure it's at 0, 0, coordinates X and Y. So it matches up to the other guy's position. Now we go out to frame 160. Press F6. Create motion tween. Make sure this one is alpha 0 on frame 130. So now you can see how that would frame. This will fade into the swamp picture. The little house picture there. A little square, little city, would fade into the swamp. Now you just make the swamp last 50 frames. 160 to, what is it? 210. Press F6. And then 240. Press F6. And here we know we have to fade it out. So let's go to alpha, 0, create motion tween, and now it fades out. But we have to bring the first one back in, remember? So press F6 here on that image 1 layer, F6 here, create motion tween there, and let's lock this layer so we don't grab that one by accident. Let's just make it where we can't see it. Now let's make this guy alpha 100, nope, alpha 0, then 100 on 240. So it fades back in, that one fades out. Let's go ahead and unlock that, there you see it. Swamp fades out and the original fades back in, loops back around, starts all over. Let's render out. There it is, fading in and out. It's very simple to do. You can do this with text, words, movie clips, sentences. I do this all the time in headers of websites I make. I'll take a few key sentences, key slogans that the people want to use for their business, and I'll create movie clips. I'll right-click them, make them movie clips, just like they were these pictures, and fade them in and out, just like that. Okay, now I'm going to show you the code that you can use to make it to where if the user's mouse were to go over that movie clip, that main container, it would stop. And it would pause the image for the user to look at for an extended period of time. And then when they move their mouse over it, or away from it, I'll show you how to make the movie clip resume back to fading in and out. Which is a really cool effect. You see a lot of websites doing that. Okay, so let's go back to scene 1. And I'm not going to show you the single layer transition technique in this tutorial. It would take a little too long. maybe in another one if you guys really want to know how, but I think the layering out your images on separate layers is a much cleaner, nicer method. So just use that one. And then so here we have layer one. Let's just call this container clip is what's living on that layer, and then make a new layer and call it action script. And I think I put an action script layer in here, and I don't need it. The only time you would need an action script layer in here is if you wanted it to like stop dead right there or something. You can press F9, type in a stop action, and you'll see if I render out, it'll stop dead right in between the fade. Bam! You see that? So that's how you can manipulate that, but we're not going to, so let's delete that layer. We're going to manipulate it from here. Okay, so now all we need is the code set up here in this keyframe that'll control this container. And we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna make it to where the user's mouse goes over it. It pauses so they can look at a picture for an extended amount of time, and then the user's mouse goes away from it. It'll resume from the point that it was at. It'll resume from the point that it was when the user's mouse went over it to pause it in the first place. Okay, now the code to pull this off is so simple. We're just gonna add an event listener for mouse over and mouse out, and make little functions for it, and that's it. So let's make the first little function. So, what I did there was highlight my action script layer, press F9 to open my actions panel, and I'm typing in code that's going to affect that movie clip. So function, let's name this one stop the fade. So stop fade, this is event, colon mouse event, close up the parentheses, let me spell this right. Open the curly bracket, close the curly brace, and then inside of that stop fade function, we're just going to simply say container dot stop. That's it. I told you that was easy. Now for the next function, let's just copy that one, go a couple of lines down, say container play, and that'll make it resume. So let's name this function resume fade. Now all we need is a couple of little event listeners and we're done. So let's say container dot add event listener. The reason why, let's see, we have to name this thing first or this code won't work. Let's highlight it on stage down in the instance name properties panel for the instance name. Under the movie clip, type in container. Keep it simple. You can name it whatever you want, really. Now the code will connect to it. So container dot add event listener, open close parenthesis, hit the semicolon. Now in between the parenthesis, let's type in mouse event dot mouse over, all caps on this, underscore over. And now all we need is the function name, stop fade. Put that right here. And let's just copy that real quick. Put it one line down. And this is going to be mouse out that we want here. And this is going to be resume fade. So let's just type in resume. Now we have that. Event listener is connected to this function, and we'll fire this function off whenever this event is met. Now whenever this event is met for the mouse over, it'll fire off this function to stop the container from fading in and out. So let's test it out. Hopefully everything go right. Okay, there it is, and we see it's fading in and out. Now let's put my mouse on it in mid fade. See? You can still see the church back there and the diner, and if I mouse out, it'll resume. And it'll stay on a picture for as long as I want. As long as my mouse is on it, it'll stay on that picture and not fade in and out. Then when I move my mouse off, the movie clip resumes. Is that simple? Is that easy? You see how it's in mid-fade and I stopped it, see? And so I think that's everything you need to know about it. This is a really cool trick, catching the user's eye and engaging your users and making a cooler site. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson.